90 Day Wins podcast. This is your host, Sandy B. Another episode, from setbacks to world records. Have you experienced some setbacks? This goal-getter that we're talking to this week, he talks about using setbacks to help him achieve his wins, growth, resilience, and the power of podcasting. You don't want to miss it. 90 Day Wins podcast, episode 113. Let's get it. Hello. Today, I'm so excited because I get to talk with Andrew Wise. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Hello, hello. Excited to be here. Hey, everyone.
I'm so excited to have you. So before we get started, tell everyone a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So I'm Andrew Wise. I'm currently the Chief Marketing Officer for PodFest Expo, one of the largest podcasting events in the world. I'm also a business and accountability coach to help people make more money doing what they're already doing, leveraging sales and accountability. And I hail from New York, originally from Oregon, and just I get to work virtually full time, which I love.
Awesome. Awesome. So yes, I met you at PodFest last year, and I just love everything PodFest. So I actually look forward to the event. I love that it happens at the beginning of the year, and you play a critical role in making it all come together. You help make the magic happen. So thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. No, it's conversations like these why I love putting on the event in the first place. And it's good to know the hard work does pay off. And that's why I love it. Just being able to improve people's opportunities and resources wherever I can. And even though I'm not the expert in everything, I love the chance that I get to bring everyone together to be experts with each other. So that everyone wins.
Totally. You're absolutely right. We all win by being there. So yeah, it's definitely a win. So let's talk about some of your experience. I've been researching about you, and you have an interesting story of how you received second place in a 2-person public speaking competition, because I know you as this great speaker. So I have to hear this story.
Yeah, so when I was in college at University of Oregon, I heard about this crazy thing called Toastmasters. Mm-hmm. And at first you're like, oh, I'm hungry a lot. I mean, it was toast and bread when you come to the meeting. Like, that sounds good, I guess. And it's actually like toast, like a cheers, essentially. So like cheers, yeah. Masters, I did a phrase for it. But regardless, there are these international competitions every year where they start out at the local level, then we go to the county, then the regional, then the country, and then international. I consider myself a decently confident person and being able to have some improv skills a little bit to get people going. And so I thought I was good at speaking, and I went for this international competition, and at the local level there were only 2 people competing, and I got second place, which means I immediately get booted, and I wasn't even good enough to get past the local level. And so I'm going, okay, I guess I'm not a good speaker. That's too bad. But instead of giving up and being hopeless, and there's an analogy my friend Josh likes to say, is that people are either bouncy balls or they're eggs. That mm-hmm. when you hit the ground, are you going to bounce back or are you going to splatter? And me taking pride in being a bounce back kind of person, I decided to go out again the next year, and I got first place in all of Central and Southern Oregon at 22 years old. And so it was a great opportunity for me to bounce back.
I love that for so many reasons. Thank you for sharing that, because I'm going to use it. And now my friend Andrew told me this, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But I like the fact that you did not allow yourself to be a victim. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about that mindset, because at a very young age, you decided, I can do this. And so obviously you had to put in work to come back the next year.
Yeah, so I mean, my I guess kind of superhero story, and obviously we're always evolving and changing, and new things happen to us all the time. But like, I would say the biggest life changing event outside of having divorced parents at 8 years old was in 8th grade. I was captain of the basketball team. Not captain, sorry. I was a starter for the basketball team. I was the lead role in the school play. I was the school president. And I'm like, man, this is amazing. I'm good at everything. nothing can stop me. Let's go. I get to high school, and yes, it's a very competitive private high school, voted one of the top schools in the state, and I couldn't even make the B team for basketball. I couldn't even be voted the fourth position in the school government for being popular enough. Wow. And in the school play, I couldn't even get selected as a background singer. And on top of that, it was 2008. It was the Great Depression of the 2000s. You know, the economy was in shambles. My home life was in shambles. My friend's life, they all ditched me because I went to this school. And I decided, you know I have two choices. I can either cower away and be a victim and let life beat me up and destroy me and tackle me down, or I'm going to bounce back. And I decided the latter, that I can only get stronger from this, improve from this, find other routes, find other ways to win. You know, I was just watching Bridesmaids last week, and so that, I don't know if you see that rom-com. You know, it just happened to be, I was watching it at Shake Shack eating a burger, and it was on the TV, and it was the part where Melissa McCarthy was like beating up main character, and she's like, it's life, it's gonna beat you, what are you gonna do, it's gonna beat you up, are you gonna fight back, or are you gonna let it happen? And then finally the girl beats Melissa McCarthy in the face. She's like, okay, I'm glad you could fight back, thank goodness. So, you know, that's what I've discovered, that, you know, life really is about resiliency. It's about adapting. It's about the people who win aren't the ones who get lucky or have good genetics or something. They're the people who just keep going after it again and again. And of course, being expansive, being resourceful, being adaptive, and just kind of recognizing that that's what it takes. And life's still fun if you're not always trying to improve and problem solve anyway.
I love that, because I totally, totally agree. So tell me how you were able to break the Guinness World Record.
Yes. So out of college, I worked for nonprofits, and we helped teach professional skills to high school students. Mm-hmm. And after doing that for a few years, I decided I wanted to become a full-time entrepreneur. Yeah. And so I launched my own event called Fight the Fluff. And essentially, it was an event where I wanted to make sure speakers brought pure value, brought awesome content, awesome information, and that it would be an amazing experience. And it was going to be an in-person event, but then because of the pandemic and it being a virtual event, and based on the success of that event, I got recruited to work with PodFest. Okay. And PodFest is what Chris Kremitzos is, so the founder and CEO of. And he essentially hired me on to put on this event. And he knew, so he just got done posting 2,000 people in person in Orlando, March 2020. It was the last cutoff event before the world shut down. Yeah. And he knew everyone would be stuck at home, but he wanted to bring people together. He wanted people to learn from each other. And so he goes, okay, go big or go home. And he went to Guinness, and they said, what would it take to break a Guinness World Record? They said you need 5,000 people to register for this event.
Okay.
And he's going, okay, 2,000 to 5,000 people, that's a big jump, but I could do this. I got Andrew by my side. let's go after it. And after spending months and all this money on advertising and promotions and stuff like that, and the fact that I invited my mother, my brother, my next door neighbor, at the end of the counting of all the verifications, we had 5,003 people.
Wow, Andrew. That is pretty cool.
Yes.
Very cool.
And it was such an awesome visionary milestone that we were able to create for the PodFest brand to help people around the world. And it was super cool too, is to show it wasn't a fluke of how good we are at bringing people together. We brought together 5,800 people in 2021. Awesome. And we've hosted in-person events every year since then. So we get to say we're the world's largest continuous in-person podcasting events because of the fact that we'll be consistent with the timing of things and breaking Guinness World Records in the process.
I love that. And I love that when I come to PodFest, I meet people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And it's because of that work you guys did to make us all be together, even though we were virtual. So kudos, because that's pretty impressive.
Thank you. Yeah. And I hope people understand too, that obviously, you know, with events, it does take work, but also as long as you have guidance, as long as you know how to go about things, as long as you know like the pros and cons and the why behind your event in the first place, it really can come together. And the focus of PodFest is community, is empowering others, rising tide lifts all boats, make your voice heard, make your voice matter, to monetize, grow your show. And that's what we're passionate about, because we wish more people had more skills and we want to help them get there.
I love it. And I know I've benefited from that. So I love hearing the backstory of it, because I believe the goal you set out or to accomplish, I'm benefiting because of it. And so that's why I will tell anyone to come to PodFest, because I told you it's one of my favorite events of the year.
Hey, go-getters, it's Sandy B, your guide on this journey to turning big dreams into impressive realities. With 90 Day Wins Coaching, we're all about making every moment count. Imagine in just 90 days, you'll conquer procrastination, nail down those elusive goals, and truly hold yourself accountable. This is for anyone looking to level up their life, career, or personal development. I'm here to push you, support you, and celebrate with you every step of the way. Your next big win starts now. No more waiting for the perfect moment. It's here. Join me at 90daywins.com and let's achieve those goals together.
So I want to talk to you about the work you do as an accountability coach. And I had the pleasure of sitting in on your session where you talked about so many different things that really resonated with me. So I'm so excited that I have actual footage to share with the community when they watch this on YouTube. So let's talk about how accountability can translate into other areas of your life. I really was thinking about what you said, and I find it to be true. So can you share a little bit of that thought of how being accountable helps to translate in other areas of your life?
Yeah. So the thing about us humans and life in general is it's all about tiny little things adding up to each other to create massive results, essentially. I mean, at the granular atom level, like there's, if I have this like pen, for example, like this pen is just a bunch of tiny atoms all adding up, pieces of plastic coming together to eventually form a pen. Okay. And so if we really break things down at a granular level and start to recognize, okay, even the smallest change can have massive results, then really it's really important to focus on how can we make that consistent smallest change. An example I like to use is, okay, I want to lose weight, or I want to gain weight. I want to be a healthier person. So I want to make a small change in my life of how can I just walk 1 mile per day more than I already am doing? Yeah. How can I eat less candy for the next 30 days than I have the last 2 weeks or something like that? Yeah. And when you start to be more dedicated and consistent to your craft, after a couple days, a couple weeks, a couple months of you going, oh, if I can walk an extra mile per day consistently for this period of time or eat less candy or whatever, then of course I can be better at being more productive at work. Of course I can be better at keeping my house clean. Of course I can be better at being a loving, caring person around the people around me, because our brain understands that, as we improve areas in one, as we improve in one area of our life, it does translate to other areas of your life, because we come up with different challenges throughout the day all the time, different decisions. And if the decision has already been made that I'm already making improvement in one area, which I'm making improvement in other areas, it's a lot easier decision, if that makes sense.
It does. It makes a lot of sense. And this is why I like to encourage my clients to celebrate the wins, right?
Yes.
Big or small. So another thing you shared that I thought is interesting, because sometimes I do, my clients kind of buck on me when I tell them we have to keep track of this. And so daily, we need to write down what worked, what didn't work, what did you learn? So talk about the importance of tracking and keeping that record of how you're doing.
Oh, tracking is the most important. And if you need to be the parent who they don't listen to, but I need to be the cool uncle who they'll listen to, I'm more than happy to come in and say, listen to your parent, Sandy, and track what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's what I've discovered, is that progress is actually one of the top indicators of happiness for humans, is that if we can see our progress over time, we become happier, and happier people get more done, they enjoy life more, and they're more productive, and all the above.
Yes.
And that's some of the top reasons why, when it comes to working out, that if we're not tracking ourselves, we don't know. So for example, when I was on a diet a few years ago and tracking every calorie and stuff, I was shocked that if you go to Chipotle and order the small little container of guacamole, it's like literally so tiny, like the size of a quarter, it feels like, that was like 350 calories. And had I not tracked that, had I not known that, I would have been eating an extra 600 calories per day without even knowing it, wondering, why am I gaining weight? What's going on? I'm eating healthy. Yeah. But if you're not tracking yourself, then it doesn't matter. And so the beauty of tracking yourself is that, you know, my clients, I help them track themselves daily, Monday through Friday, so that they can go, okay, I built a website on Monday. I reached out to 5 clients on Tuesday. I went for a 5-mile jog on Wednesday. Rather than getting to Friday and going, what did I do this week? By tracking yourself, you were able to do that. And with tracking yourself, you can adjust and go, oh, how did I reach out to those clients? Did the Instagram messages work? Or did the phone calls work? When I built the website, what did or didn't work about that? And so tracking every part of your life as much as you can is so essential. And obviously, you don't have to be too excessive about it. But if you're not tracking your time, for example, you don't know where it's going, you can't adjust accordingly. So got to track 100%.
I love that. And talk to me a little bit more about happiness, because that is one of the other things that you talked about that I think it's important to share.
Yes. I mean, what's life without being happy? And of course, part of being happiness, being happy means experiencing sadness from time to time too. Yes. I like to quote that, I don't know if positive attitude works, but a negative attitude does. And of course, there's lots of ways to understand that. But the way I interpret it is, if you have a negative attitude, like, of course, you're going to feel negative and sad, and bad things are going to happen to you all the time. You're going to be a victim. You're going to be the egg. Versus it's being facetious, in my opinion, because a positive attitude might not work, but it's so much better than having a negative attitude. I've always looked for life hacks on being happier with relationships, with health, with money and finance and things. And so just kind of understanding that when it comes to goal setting, obviously, hopefully you're doing goals that will make you happier, and understanding that it's the happiness of pursuit, not the pursuit of happiness. Mm-hmm. And just kind of understanding that there's so many interweaving things all the time, but you have to decide in the first place, I'm going to be happy with what I have, and I'm excited for what's coming my way too.
I totally agree. So tell me, what would you say to that person who's listening, who is thinking, maybe I can start a podcast? I've been thinking about it. I've been seeing all these people talking about it. I've seen Sandra do it. Andrew's doing it. You know, it seems like this is an amazing community. What is one thing you would tell that person to do?
Get started today. don't be like me. When I first heard about podcasting in like 2017, I'm like, oh, that sounds so cool. And I bought a microphone and then it sat on my desk for 4 years without me using it. Yeah. And what's so amazing is that how, quote unquote, easy it is to start a podcast nowadays. Like, you can literally have a professionally produced podcast for less than $30 a month. It can be on all the platforms, from Spotify to YouTube to Apple Podcasts. And the best part about podcasting, I like to tell people too, and obviously you want to go into the why you started your podcast in the first place, whether you have an important message or story to tell, whether you want to have an excuse to have amazing guests on the show and get their advice. And my favorite example I like to say to people is, like, everyone's receiving 100 messages per day on email, Instagram, LinkedIn, like, oh, buy my services. Can we connect? Let me promote you. Can you promote me? Blah, blah, blah. And always being like, can I pick your brain? Can I book a call with you? And you're like, no. But if you say, can I have you on my podcast? They go, oh, yeah, I'll go on your podcast. I'll give some great advice. Yeah. So if nothing else, like, it really is an awesome opportunity to see your name and your show when you go on Apple Podcasts, go on Spotify, and have it pulled up. And it's amazing too, you know, the feeling of having someone say, hey, I listened to your show. I really appreciate when you gave this piece of advice. I loved hearing the guest you had on, what they had to talk about. Thank you for providing this amazing platform. But there's so many unlimited benefits of podcasting. The industry is only growing. Proof of that, for those who follow the news, Joe Rogan a few years ago signed a $100 million contract with Spotify.
Yes.
And people are going, $100 million for one person just to do a podcast? That's insane. That's crazy. And to show he was undervalued for even that, he just signed a $250 million contract with Spotify. And so if that doesn't show growth in the industry and opportunities that are keep coming through the industry, I don't know what else can. So
totally.
just understanding there's so much opportunity to the podcast. Get started today. It's super simple. Let Sandra walk you through it. Let YouTube walk you through it. Just get an iPhone, press record, publish somewhere, and just make it happen.
Also, I would say search the people. Check out PodFest. You guys provide so much useful information. So we are able to meet together in January when we have PodFest, right? But then all throughout the year, you guys are having tours. So if you're serious about it, get with the people that can help you. You have a quote that you use that says you're only the sum total of the five people that you associate with, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So by being a part of this community, you are able to just raise your knowledge, because I don't know about you, Andrew, but everyone I meet at PodFest, they want to know about my podcast. They want to know how they can help me or how I can help them. So it's such a beautiful exchange of currency where you're giving and you're receiving. So, and another thing I like about PodFest, we work hard. I mean, there's so much to learn. And I do hear people say information overload, but I love the fact that we also play hard too. So we get to be in these awesome get-togethers at night where you can talk more and just relax and physically be with people from all over. So it's just an amazing opportunity. So if you need me to be on any commercials, you've got me.
No, please. Thank you for saying that. And we always love the PodFest support. And that reminds me of another thing I like to bring up is, Jim Rohn is the one who quoted that we are the average of the five people we spend the most time with. Mm-hmm. And if you're serious about starting a podcast, there's a good chance that if you talk to a friend or family member who doesn't understand the world of podcasting, you tell them, hey, I want to start a podcast, they go, okay, so what? That's cool, I guess. Who cares? Mm-hmm. But if you talk to another PodFest member like Sandy here, and you're like, hey, I want to start a podcast, she'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you. How can I support you? What do you need? When are you going to get started? How can I subscribe? And just, it really is a whole new level of excitement and energy depending on who you tell what you're going to do. So really recognize that and make sure you tell the right people what you're going to do.
You're absolutely correct. I appreciate you sharing that because it is true. I have so many people, and I like to tell people, don't tell me your goals because I'm actually going to believe you. I'm actually going to believe that you want this. And so I feel like it's so precious that you share with me because of exactly what you said. You may share with someone who doesn't really understand. So if you share it with me, I'm expecting you to achieve it. So that next conversation, how's it going? I'll share something funny with you. There's a good friend of mine that's been telling me she wants to start this podcast, but she has all the excuses, right? Mm-hmm. And so did you know that Suge Knight has a podcast in prison?
What?
Yes. And from what I heard, I haven't listened to it, but from what I heard, you can literally hear the announcements on the loudspeaker. Like, it's horrible, Andrew. Like, the audio is horrible.
Wow.
But if Suge Knight behind bars can start his podcast, like you said, start today. There's no excuse.
And there are blind people starting podcasts, and there's a guy with a stutter that has a podcast, and I think he gets like, I think something crazy. I think like 3,000 listeners an episode, or maybe even more than that. And so just, to understand, like Sandy said, no more excuses. Just do it, get it, make it happen. Share your voice, share your message. You do have something important to say that other people need to hear. And so get it out there.
Totally, totally. It is such a pleasure to talk with you. So before I let you go, please tell the audience how they can connect with you and just about how they can be a part of and learn more about what you do.
Yes. So you can connect with me on social media. I'm on the four major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, at the Andrew J. Weiss, and then Weiss is spelled W-E-I-S-S. You can also go to our website, weisswisdom.com. And I'd love to hear from you, connect with you, and be a resource for you however I can.
Awesome. So I'll make sure I put that all in the show notes. Once again, thank you so much, Andrew.
Yes. Oh, and I forgot to say too, for those listening to today's podcast, I do have a complimentary training on the presentation I gave at PodFest with some awesome AI tools and stuff. And that website is subscribepage.com/driven. And you can get my complimentary training as a thank you for listening today.
Oh, that's a bonus win. Oh, yeah. Because I told you guys, I totally enjoyed Andrew's session. So that is a great gift. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Are you looking for a visual boost to your goal setting journey? Dive into our 90 Day Wins YouTube channel, where inspiration meets action. Watch as we tackle real challenges, celebrate successes, and provide you with the tools and strategies to conquer your goals. From in-depth tutorials to inspiring client stories, our channel is your go-to resource for staying motivated and on track. Don't miss out. Subscribe to 90 Day Wins YouTube channel today and transform your aspirations into achievements. Your next win is just a click away. On the next episode of the 90 Day Wins podcast, we are celebrating wins. This quarter has been phenomenal. We want to take the time to reflect on all of our wins and be excited for the next quarter. Are you ready to celebrate next episode, 90 Day Wins podcast?
Counting my wins, I know I'm good, but I'm better with them. And I keep a lot of herbal in my chalice, so they drift in the wind. I feel goosebumps under my skin. I'm feeling better within. I'm feeling better, but I'm getting the wins. I'm feeling fresher than a new set of twins. Can't let the devil get in. I'm in the yard with the fuzz in my lens. I'm trying to pull up with the fuzz in the bins with a couple of friends. We on our level and we getting the wins. We running laps and I ain't scuffing my tens. And when you see me, I grin. And every quarter, I be picking the wins. I'm Tom Brady, I be getting the wins. I'm young Kobe, I be getting the wins. I'm young Floyd, I be getting the wins. I'm with my boys and we getting them wins. We outside with the loot and the trim. I'm going out and I'm getting my wins. I'm going out and I'm getting my wins.
Go get your wins. Go get your wins. Go get your wins. Go get your wins. Go get your wins. Go get your wins. Go get your wins. Go get your wins. Go get your wins.